This is the save point. And just so you know, you killed me. You killed me with that. That was hilarious.
That was amazing.
Thanks.
When you came in with the ba-da-da-da-da-da-da thing.
In chat, that shit was hilarious. Welcome everybody to episode 23 of The Safe Point, titled Omni-Man is a Good Dad.
Great dad.
And look, that might be subjective to most. I mean,
right.
But I'm here to defend it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm one of your hosts, Mondo. Chocolate Mangu. And my other host, my co-host, Alyssa Rosa. What's up, Alyssa?
Hey. What's up? Omni-Man for president.
I was just about to say, how do you feel about Omni-Man?
Indifferent.
Look, interesting. You gotta like interesting characters, you know?
Yes.
Really indifferent?
Yeah, very indifferent.
I mean, you also gotta take into account Alyssa likes villains, so
I do.
You know, even though it's debatable whether he really is like a villain, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're a human and you need to look at it that way, then yeah, I guess he is a villain.
I like him, but I think I like him because he sticks to who he is, and like you can tell that he's been brainwashed by his people, mm-hmm. you know, ultimately. But in the moment, was I rooting for Mark to beat his dad's ass? Yes, mm-hmm. of course I was.
Yeah.
Like it's just like you don't want to see that happen, you know. Regardless, I can't say like I'm on Omni-Man's team, but I will say that I do like him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I do like him. He's a good. Potential bad guy.
I think from his perspective, he's not really wrong about anything. You know, like he is from another planet. He is of another people. The way he told Mark, like, yo, bro, you're gonna live for hundreds of years. Like, all of these people are like a blip in the grand scheme of like your life. And I was like, damn, that's kind of real. Is he wrong for like thinking that like humans are just merely pets to him? You know what I mean? Like that was kind of fucked up. It hurts, you know. It hurts to hear that.
I said it to Mondo. That's where he kind of like, I really was like, fuck you, like in that moment, because I haven't talked about it towards Omni-Man, but when he literally said that the woman that he loves is a pet, like he considers her a pet.
I love Perdiza.
To me, yeah, but she's not your wife.
Yeah,
you know, she's not wifey.
You're right.
But like, I just think that was the moment where I was like, oh no. I literally said, oh shit, fuck you. As a woman, I said, fuck you. That shit was real. That shit hurt me.
No. That one stung. I was like, ooh. I was like, oh, yeah. I think she cried too in that moment. Also, I see Cecil. I see him being there for her.
Oh yeah, he's trying to get in. Come here, baby. I can be your man. Yeah, he was literally sliding in her DMs.
Sliding them things. Yeah, I peeped him.
Because he's not wrong. Omni-Man. I really don't think Omni-Man gives a fuck about his wife. I genuinely don't.
He doesn't. No.
I don't even think he would care if Cecil did that. At first, it's like a little like, dude, what are you doing? But I don't think he gives a shit.
Yeah. I don't know. What about the rest of the episode? Amber tried to come back. I mean, let me just get that out of the way. Fuck Amber.
Literally on the dock, so people know, I have Amber with like this fucking face of like, I hate this bitch, but.
She's whack. Oh, I knew you were a superhero. What? Like, where are you coming from with this?
And then she sees him almost get his ass beat again. Well, he got his ass beat, but he almost dies again. And she's like, I'm so sorry. And just kisses him. Bro, let Eve take the wheel, please.
Yo, word. Team Eve. We Team Eve over here.
And we probably wouldn't say that, but you know, Amber is just a lot.
She's wilding right now. She's wilding. Wilding for respect.
Jess is not wrong. There's so much to dissect from that episode. Honestly, like, what do we think about, like, his true, Ami Men's true intentions? Like,
let me just say that I was, you know, I was right. That I knew he was lying, and I knew it was tied to some fucking, like, taking over the world type shit. Yeah. I just didn't know what it really meant. Because we still don't know what he really means. Like, oh, you know, they can accept being part of, like, the Legion. What the fuck does that even mean? Like, I don't believe in lesser beings. Yeah.
Yeah, the way he described it was, like, they just annihilated themselves because they were bored. Like, that's exactly how they... And they were like, we have to take out the weak. Well, I mean, humans are going to be weak because they don't have powers.
Yeah.
And in retrospect, Mark, if he was a part of that time, he would have gotten killed too because he's weak in comparison. Yeah. Especially to his dad.
No, his dad's beating his ass.
Bro.
I was waiting for, like, that, like, anime moment, you know? Like, where he, like, breakthroughs, like, where, like, Goku goes Super Saiyan. Or, like, Tanjiro, like, you know, gets that water blade for the first time. Or, like, Naruto comes out and he's got his sage dance and shit. But, like, nope, nothing like that happened. My man got his ass beat.
He couldn't breathe. He was like Tanjiro in the movie. He was like...
Yeah. Oh, we're going to talk about that, too.
Yeah, we are. His dad beat his ass. And honestly... We talk about, you know, a lot of people experience deadbeat dads. I feel like this is the ultimate deadbeat father. He said, I don't give a fuck. I'll kill you right now. I just go make another one.
Yep.
I said,
what's 17 years? Damn, that fucking crazy.
That's literally what he said. He said, what is 17 years of, I got plenty to spare.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Like, that's the last thing I want to hear my father or my mother say to me.
Yeah, it's kind of fucked up. It just speaks to like his truth, you know, like, and like his truth is that he's from another planet, and like I don't mean anything. Like I came here for a bigger purpose than you measly fucks.
He's like, it's actually nauseating that I have to even do half the shit that I have to do for y'all.
Yeah. Yeah, but I. It's but like but now I wonder, why does he need Mark though? That never became clear.
Why, like, he needs Mark?
Yeah, because he needs Mark.
I think he needed Mark to help him with taking over Earth.
Yeah, he can do that shit himself. It seems like it.
I guess, but like he would. I mean, yeah, he could probably do it on his own. But like, did he plan to have Mark? Did he say that? I think so.
I mean,
I think he kind of hinted at it.
Yeah, because he said, "Oh, I could just have another kid." So I mean, if he feels like that, then. Then he must have wanted to have Mark then, right? Like, that must have been an intention. For sure.
He almost died against the Guardians of the Globe. Who?
Almost died.
Yeah. But, I mean, and it's clear the new Guardians of the Globe wouldn't even be able to stand a chance against
Iron Man. Where, he killed the top. Like, he took off the top.
Yeah, he killed off the top people. I thought what was interesting was the alien guy who came back at the end and was just like, there's a Viltrumite on your planet, and you need to be careful because... the person will kill everybody. I said, oh, well, you're a little too late.
Oh, God. I thought that was funny, actually.
I wonder if they'll bring Immortal back.
Yeah.
Many people to even put a dent in him. Yeah, that's the truth. They need more. They need more people, but they also need people who are strong. Like, no offense to the new golden peoples, but they are... So the new, Guardians peoples.
I keep wanting to say Globetrotters. I'm like,
call them the Golden Globes. I don't think they're strong enough. I mean, it's clear Mark is not even that strong. So
man, he's a Viltrumite. he's supposed to be the next coming. Damn, it's crazy. I part of me had it in like a hope that this would be like Mark's coming out party this episode, but then like just knowing like how the show is, mm-hmm. I was like this is not gonna go well. Kind of sucks. It is what it is. I think it was a great episode though. But I still think episode 7 was better, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Episode 7 was really good. Yeah.
We were talking about it through text, and I was just saying, like, I mean, the ending was kind of like... And I said I felt like the ending, just in case they didn't get picked up for season 2 or 3, although they are, just for people who didn't know, it was a good way to, like, end it, I felt like. Mm-hmm. Just like an open-ended situation where it's like there's possibilities for something else, or if it ends, just you could pick up the comic and continue to read type stuff.
Yeah, no.
But they did get confirmed for season 2 and season 3.
Really hyped for that.
Yeah, shout out to Amazon.
Yeah, I'm going to read that comic, though.
I'm sure. I've been hearing that, like, it's... Like, we've been hearing that it's, like, not the same, or, like, they cut corners or cut things out, so...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which is a bit, it seems, but... Mm-hmm. We'll see. We'll see how that works out. I need the full story now. That's how I feel. Like...
Yeah.
It's too good. It's too, too good.
Navi's 149 chapters. That's not bad. That's like reading The Promised Neverland. It is a quick read.
Yeah, it's not too crazy. I wonder if they're long chapters, though, like on some Attack on Titan. Then that's something different, you know? It's a little different.
22 pages? Nah, that's like a regular... Yeah, 22 okay. pages is like My Hero type.
Yeah, yeah. Oof, because, man, gosh. That Attack on Titan, was like novels. Yeah.
I would have read it. And then I was like, every chapter is 40 to 50 pages? Y'all could keep it.
Crazy. Nuts. I'll just
look from afar.
They got time. They got time over there. They
definitely have time.
For sure. Is that it for Invincible?
I mean, I guess, yeah. There's not much, you know, the future of Earth versus the Viltrumites. It's like very, you should be scared, I guess. And that's it.
Hey, also, what's your overall impression of, like, season 1? Like, if you had to give it, like, a 1 to 10. Ooh, 10. Everybody's like, yo, that's one of the best season 1s I've, like, seen.
Yeah, I think a 10. I think it was a great way to get us introduced to the world, but also just, like, keep us watching. I really just hope that, like, they don't mess up in future seasons. I feel like sometimes when you put your all into season 1 and it's, like, full force, oh, my God, I love this. Season 2 and 3 have a lot to live up to.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard from a little birdie that the production was really rough on the people that worked on it. So I just hope that they definitely handle that better, but also it's just great execution in the end. That's okay. What I say. How about you?
10. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. It was such a good show. I think that was one of the best season 1s like I've seen.
Yeah. A lot of best.
Yeah, like a lot of best. Like, it's just good. It's good. I walked away from that feeling the way I did when I saw The Boys. The Boys was another like good one that like really grabbed me. And I was like, fuck, this is really good.
I still have to watch that.
Yeah. Yo, if you like this, you're gonna love The Boys. No, you're not gonna like The Boys. You're gonna love The Boys.
Boys I wonder is so when it's good. Coming back for season 2.
I wouldn't expect it this year. Maybe next year.
Next year.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another thing we were talking about too. Like, don't expect Invincible back within a year, but I would literally give it like 2022 at least, because it takes a long time to make these things. So
yeah,
they may wait. Or they may not wait. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Nobody knows. All right. So, I mean, yo, speaking of Sony, let's jump into PlayStation and their state of play. It was, yo, I showed up late to it, right? And I was like, all right, cool. This is going to be like another 20 minutes or whatever. And I texted you and I was like, yo, did I miss anything? And by the time you like text me back and I was about to reply, that shit was over. I was like, damn. But I did go back and watch it. And, yo, Ratchet & Clank looks really, really good. Like, really, really good. Like, I'm not even interested in getting it, but I might have to. I don't know.
That's what I said. I was like, I'm not interested. I wasn't going to play it at all, but...
I don't know. It seems like that PS5 game. And if, like, for this year, at least, like, even. Like, because what's the other one? Horizon? But we haven't even heard anything about Horizon.
We have.
That's what I thought. That's what... That's what. So, anyways, this state of play was like, kind of, I don't want to say whatever to me, but all right. That Nautica game, that's cool. Okay, there's people, there's fans. I was actually waiting in line to get my Returnal, and I saw that on the rack, and I was like, whatever. Among Us coming to PS4, that's cool. And yeah. I mean PS5, sorry. Yeah.
It's both.
Fucking Ratchet and Clank looks really, really good. Like really, yeah. really good. I have thoughts about Ratchet and Clank. But what did you think? But I thought it was really short, you know?
Yeah, I thought it was cool to like see. It was very intriguing. I thought, you know, the seamless transitions between like what's a cutscene and then what's considered gameplay was really good. It reminded me of Spider-Man, honestly, just like a lot better. At least the first Spider-Man 2018. I won't say that about Miles Morales because I haven't played it. But it was just like crisper. And I still feel the same way that this was like the perfect game to like show that off with, because a lot of kids will get this game. A lot of people know Ratchet and Clank. And it's a classic, so like they could have did this with Jack and Daxter, Spyro, Crash. It would have sold well because it's just so, it's a memorable IP, I guess.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really cool to like see and like to warp everything. I was like, and then there's a photo mode, which is very popular these days. I thought the coolest thing I've seen from a game of like people talking about a game like on an event was like the accessibility features. I don't think a lot of people usually go into that, and I think it's cool that they did. They let people know there's so many ways, like for anybody it's accessible for you to play, and I thought it was cool. But it looks really good.
Really good. And yeah, I think I'm playing Returnal now, and it's good. Like, it's a good game, and I think this is like a taste of next gen, but like
Returnal?
I think Returnal, yeah, but I think like Ratchet and Clank is still gonna be like the first PS5 game that like is gonna be like jaw-dropping. That's gonna be like, wow, this is what we're gonna like, this is what we're getting from
this
now
is
on
the future.
Yeah, this is the future. And I have thoughts about like the game in the sense of like Insomniac also makes Spider-Man, and so I find it really interesting that they're making a story, that they've made a Ratchet and Clank game with two parallel characters playing, when the next game that they're going to make is probably potentially going to have two parallel characters playing with one another, whereas Spider-Man and Miles Morales and Spider-Man 2. And I'm just wondering how much from Ratchet and Clank we're going to see in the new Spider-Man.
That's a good question. I felt like watching that last trailer for Ratchet and Clank, it just felt like I was watching Spider-Man. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Like, when you've played the game, you understand, like, the atmosphere was similar. The voices in the background, I was like, I just don't even remember Ratchet and Clank being like that. Like, they're just, like, having casual conversations. So I can definitely, I mean, I guess, yeah, maybe. I think they have to do a full game for Miles regardless, because it's what people want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's definitely going to be he's got to be in the next Spider-Man game. Like,
maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? You're right. Yeah, we don't know.
But I wouldn't be surprised if he was. I think it would be a good marketing standpoint.
Yeah. I mean, he was in the first one, and like,
yeah,
that was obviously like a small introduction to him. I think I like it because like it made him getting a game a little more special, because you had already played as him. And like you probably left that thinking to yourself, damn, wish he was actually Spider-Man when I was playing him, you know?
Yeah.
And then they gave it to you. Yeah. So I like that about it.
Yeah.
All right. What else about it? I don't really know. That's about it. That's all
it.
I spoke about.
Yeah. And then just for monthly games for anyone who's interested. For PlayStation, their free games for May are Battlefield, I think 5, Stranded Deep, and Wreckfest. I don't even know what the last two are, and they should be available on PS Plus this coming week.
Yeah, terrible month.
They haven't been having good months ever since, but since like
last month they had Final Fantasy, right?
I think that was March.
That was March? Oh, yeah. I think that was March.
Yeah. I think that was March. I don't know what last months were, but...
Mm. Whatever. I don't even look at the PS Plus games. They're like, whatever. I redeem them, and that's it.
Right, exactly.
And that's it. Yeah.
But yeah,
you're not going to catch me slipping, not redeeming them, you know?
Right.
Goodness forbid I'm stranded one day. Good gosh. And all you got is a PS4 in your PS Plus games, or your PS5 and PS Plus games. All right, cool.
Sure, before we stray off of Sony, I'll talk about The Last of Us.
Oh, The Last of Us 3? Potential? Yeah.
So I think this week Naughty Dog was definitely trending again on Twitter. But this time it was because there was a report out. I forget who wrote it. But they were talking about the next installment for The Last of Us, and that there is already an outline someone that wrote for the game has. But as we know, they're focusing on remaking The Last of Us, the first one, for PS5. And personally, I feel like I'm not going to talk about the remake, but just as like a third installment to the game, I felt like it's open-ended, so they could, as long as it follows Ellie, I will be happy with that. If it doesn't, I don't know that I care.
Mm-hmm.
What I'll say. And I think when you went on to see what people were talking about, people were literally talking about Ellie. So there's more people that are just concerned with like following her versus like following someone brand new, which they most likely could do. But I just also don't know if there's a story to tell. You know, it's for her at least. On her end, if there's like anything else she could possibly do or say, she lost. Oh, I don't want to ruin it because you never played it, but
no,
she lost someone, and mm-hmm. you know, she loses people just like everyone would in that scenario, and yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just like, all right, The Last of Us, another The Last of Us, you know?
Right.
And I'm still stuck on one, and I can't even get through that. You know what? That's going to be the next game. It's going to be one of the next games.
Oh, boy. We'll see. We'll see.
Because I'm actually, like, I'm really fucking with Horizon now. It's it's still a little more stealthy than I like, but I'm learning how to get around it. And the story's getting really good. So, yeah.
I'm still in the beginning.
That's turning around for me.
Yeah. It's a good game.
Yeah.
I'll believe it when I see it.
That I beat it?
Or that you... No, not Horizon.
Oh.
The Last of Us.
The Last of Us.
Oh. It's the same thing with Resident Evil 2. You're like, I'm gonna replay that. I'm like...
I do gotta install that. Yeah.
He's been saying he's gonna install it for like 3 weeks now.
Keep forgetting. All right, what do you want to get into next? Yeah, I was about to say, let's talk about Mario. Yeah.
So I don't know, for anyone who cares, Super Mario Party, the last one is online. I saw Jess tweeting about this and how upset she was. they're announcing like an online service, which I think is really, really cool, because obviously if you play Super Mario Party, it's just better with other people versus by yourself. And having an online aspect is really good. I can't say that I played this game that much. I definitely have the game, but I just didn't play it a lot because it's Mario Party. If I don't have a party, why the heck would I play it?
Basically.
And I think that's it. I'm not going to pick it back up to test it out with anyone. I'm sorry. I think, you know, if Jess was on, she'd read them to Phil. So I just know like a lot of people didn't like it because like the maps and everything like that, they weren't as cool as they've been in the past. But I think it's cool that it has an online option though.
Yeah.
I think that's great.
I'm not going to pick it back up. And I think it's been like 2 years since that game came out.
Yeah.
Like now you update it with online?
But they don't want to give you your Zelda games.
No, that's neither here nor there. Two different things. But, like, I don't know. I think it's pretty... not that I think it's dumb. I think it's a good idea that they did it. Mm-hmm. Because, like, it's a feature that it's needed. I just think it's dumb that we're talking about this today. And not talking about this, like, a year ago. Imagine Mario Party Online in the middle of the pandemic. that could have took off. That could have been something.
Or even if you were launching a new game from, like, if you're, like, according to Jess, you can't make a lackluster game and then call it Super Mario Party. But I think if you made a new Mario Party game and then you announced, oh, hey, it also is, you could play it with your friends online. That'd be different, too. You know, like...
No, that would have meant a lot. I bought it and I was like, wait, you can't play this online? Like, I was like...
You said, who am I going to play with?
I was like, it's like 2019, bro. Like, what the fuck? Like, ugh. Disgusting. Just disgusting.
I hope they learn from their mistakes for the next one. Does Nintendo ever learn from their mistakes?
No.
That is the question at hand.
No. Do they even see them as mistakes? No.
No. No. They still think they're going to benefit from it, probably because the pandemic is still happening in other areas and serious, like, especially like Japan. It's still like a thing. Not that it's not a thing here. It is. It's very much a thing here. But, you know, a lot of Americans every day are getting vaccinated. And so it's just our lives are a little bit more different now than they were literally a year ago. So,
yeah.
Animal Crossing is still superior. Change my mind. I can't. You're not wrong.
Yeah, Animal Crossing.
Even though I haven't touched that game in like...
I'm gonna go to DR. The only thing I'm taking with me is my Switch.
Switch.
I was like, do a little Animal Crossing while I'm out there.
An Octopath.
Yo, I was wondering what game I was gonna play out there. I was like, yo, I could beat a game while I'm out there. Like, that's the kind of time I'm gonna have.
Yeah.
And I could beat Octopath. Wow. Okay, cool. You're thanks. Welcome. Thanks for that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help him.
Trying to get that
backlog, y'all. Just.
Yo, listen. We're conquering it. We're getting through it.
How many games now? How many games? Like 5? 6?
What, for the year?
Yeah.
No, we're like at 11.
11? Let's go.
11, yeah. Horizon would be 12. Yeah.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
I know. Crazy.
Insert that Keke Palmer meme.
I don't know this man.
I've never seen this man in a day of my life.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right, cool. All right. Yeah, you know what? Let's talk about Demon Slayer. Let's get this out of the way. The elephant in the room.
Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, if you haven't watched the Demon Slayer movie and you don't want to hear us talking about this, this is your opportunity to mute us, stop listening, fast forward. But yeah, we're going to talk about the young god, Rengoku.
May he rest in sweet peace.
Yo, crazy. Kind of crazy. Like, they just brought him in, badass motherfucker.
And then brought him out.
Killed him in the same movie. That shit hurts. Rengoku-san. It was a really good movie.
It was amazing.
From beginning to end, it had the right amount of everything all together. And just the way they told the story was really good. I thought the pacing of the movie was really good. I never felt like I was in any one part of the movie for too long. I don't know. I really enjoyed the movie.
It was amazing. It was really cool. Like you said, from start to finish. Shout out to UFO Table for slamming animation too, because my God, that was a flex. That was honestly, it was probably, I was gonna say, the best animation I've seen for an anime, like in movie form at least, because I haven't seen a lot of anime movies. In regards to, like, you know, the bigger shonens that are out. And it was just amazing to watch, amazing to see. For those who don't know, Mondo saw it subbed, I saw it dubbed, and then we're going to do the reverse. We're going to reverse it, because I need to see it subbed. I'm sorry. This is the first time I'm probably going to say that, but I need... Oh, yeah, I did. Yes, I did. I saw it dubbed with some peeps. It was really good. Yeah. You know the young thunder god. I do. Yes, he's a very nice person. He did a great job. For those who are wondering if you want to see it dubbed, he definitely doesn't scream as much as Zenitsu does in the Japanese voice. But yeah, I saw it with him, Nezuko and the demon that ends up ending Rengoku's life. So it was pretty, pretty gnarly. And I love, guys, I'm so sorry. I know you guys are just like, oh, RIP, I'm crying, Rengoku. But that demon, like, come on. Like, you guys have to admit, that demon, like, he's good.
Can we call him the number three demon?
Yeah, we can call him the number three demon. I know his name is, like, Akaza or something. Nope, do not. By Alyssa. Guys, listen.
Yeah, Akaza.
He tried to tell them. He tried to tell them. He was like, listen, like, you should just become a demon because we can do this all the time. You're not that strong yet. You should get stronger. And we could do this all the time. He knew he was ending his life. He knew it.
Damn. Yeah. Yo, you hated how to be him.
I mean, guys, I'm sorry, but I'm not gonna lie. I was gonna be upset if Rengoku killed him. I really was. We just met. We just exchanged numbers, names, identification. We had he asked me out on a date. I said yes. So if my man died, hate that it had to be you guys' man, but it couldn't have been mine.
Couldn't have been mine. Oh god.
Oh, Ivan said, but we're okay with Rengoku getting Goku. What did I say before we went live?
Yeah. I know. You said the same thing. But yo, like, hate it had to be him.
For sure.
It's so crazy though, because I was building up this feeling of like, yo, he's about to teach my son Tanjiro some stuff. That's what's up. We about to get in. And he did, like, you know, teach him a little bit while they were together, which I thought was all right, cool. But damn, I was building up that hope. And then once this motherfucker shows up, once that demon shows up, I'm like, it all hit me like at once. I was like, oh wow, that's right, Rengoku dies, like, eventually. Like, I just remember like someone telling me that, and it being related to like the train thing, and I was like, oh fuck, he's about to die. And I was like, it's a dub. And I was like, damn. Just, I was munching on my popcorn. I was like, oh yeah, damn, he said
I don't want to, I can't do it, it hurts too good.
Yeah, hate it had to be him. Hate it had to be a real one.
Yeah.
I thought the plot was really interesting, and I also liked the other demon, the demon that had taken over the train.
Oh yeah, Enmu.
Not sure, but
I have it on the thing, but like I looked it up just so that I had the names correct. But yeah, I liked that demon too. I don't know how they sounded in the Japanese voice, but in the English one, it was giving me Hisoka vibes from Hunter x Hunter. Very uncomfortable. Lots of moaning.
Okay.
Lots of moaning in the English voice. But you know what?
Okay.
Did a good job.
Yeah. Now, this was a great... This is just a great... great movie. Story. Yeah, great movie.
Yeah.
Great story. I like how Nezuko comes just in time. Gets her shit done. And I liked I liked the way they were doing the dreams and how they were like really indicative of who they were and stuff like that. Which is the whole point, I guess, the demon was talking through it and stuff, but I thought it was really good.
Levi was in it. Did you see Levi from Attack on Titan? He was in You saw him, right? He had tuberculosis in this one.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that. That's mad fucked up. But when Levi gets to, like, the promised land.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's like, what? And he's like, yo, and like, y'all brought me here? And they're like, but what? And he's like, oh, man. He's like, you're such a good person. He's like, I can't do this shit. Yeah. Man, crazy. Changed his life. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, I think the only thing that kind of shocked me was that they didn't humanize the demon that was taking over the train. That was like the first time we've ever seen them not do that. And I wonder if it's just because that demon was always like, I couldn't tell if they were male or female, so I just, or they're male. So I just want to say they, but I couldn't tell if like that's just because that's who they truly were, you know. It's just evil. And but it was the first time like that they ever, when it came to demons anyway and them dying, that they didn't,
they didn't like have like this like remorse. Yeah, 100%. That is interesting, because I was wondering if we were going to see that in the movie, and we didn't.
Me too.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. I didn't even pick up on that. That's a really good point.
I also want to highlight the bond between Tanjiro and Inosuke. I'm a big Inosuke fan out of like all three of them. And I thought it was so cool that like they didn't give Tanjiro all like the shine. The whole time, obviously, Inosuke is like, I'm the head honcho. I'm the one in charge. But like, if it wasn't for Inosuke, Tanjiro was going to end his life by accident because he thought he was dreaming.
Yeah, yo, that shit was crazy.
Like, yeah, Inosuke was like, stop, he's like fucking with you, you need to chill. Like, and I just felt like it was a great story, like character development for Inosuke, because he does things based off instinct a lot, but like he was actually looking out for his homeboy. He did have hella screen time. I thought it was going to be more Zenitsu, because I feel like Tanjiro and Zenitsu have more of like a better bond, so I really like that they shedded light on my baby boy, because he deserves it.
Yeah, he did end up like coming around towards the end of the movie, like even when like
he was crying
when he started crying and stuff like that, and
yeah,
you know, like saying like, yeah, you're the boss, but I'm the boss too, like like acknowledging like, yeah, he's below him. But I think that's cool for, I think that's good for his character, because his character definitely needs some humbling.
I mean, I don't know if you remember in season one when they were fighting the spiders in the forest, but I think that was like his first realization of like, I'm not as strong as I thought I was. And then out of nowhere, you know, he just, you know, he just realized that. And instead this time around, he has a different outlook. He's like, we just have to train harder so that we can defeat demons like that. Yeah. And I think that's really cool that like, it had to be him to teach him versus like Zenitsu, his sister can't talk. So there's that. He was crying harder than them, poor sweet baby boy. I'm sorry, but I started, as he was dying, I was just cracking up. But it was because Inosuke was just there and his body was shaking. He was like, so I was in tears laughing. I didn't cry, unfortunately.
And you were rooting for the other side, low key.
I just didn't want that demon to die. Yeah, I just really liked the demon. I didn't want Rengoku to die either. I just knew one of them had to, and it had to be him, because it wasn't going to be the guy that I just met. So everybody else gonna have to suffer. I get to be happy. I also thought it would be too easy if they killed that.
Yeah, they killed that. Yeah,
and then they killed one of the top three demons. Like, absolutely not.
Yeah, I thought that would have been too easy too. 100%.
And then the crow crying. I'm sorry. Like, they just, they missed a mark, but that shit shouldn't have happened. Because you're supposed to be crying in that moment, but how can I? There's a crow crying.
There's a crow crying. Not
my
impressed.
My only gripe is, where did he come from? Like, it just felt so random. I also felt the same way. I was like, what the? I thought it was over. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
Who's this Sukuna 2.0? Do he got a girl? Does he like girls?
All right. Anything else? Anything else to say? I'm sorry.
Next time someone dies, just let them die immediately. I didn't need his whole backstory as he died.
As he died?
That was a lot.
I think we didn't know enough about him. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah. He's a good guy. Read the manga, right?
Yeah, if you didn't read the manga, yeah. I thought they're gonna like,
I don't know where they're
shed
gonna
too much light on that from here. Yeah, I think they're gonna, like you said, they're gonna like, they're probably gonna do like a quick flashback of like the movie, like just of like some happenings of it.
Maybe, because I think from, didn't you say that like he, I know that like in the manga, he, I was told, I heard, or if it was you, someone said that like he dies at the hands of the same demon.
It's just unrelated to the train stuff.
Yeah. So I was wondering if like,
that's what Brandon told me.
I know they said it. Yeah, I know it's canon. Mm-hmm. And but the one shot came after the manga was finished, so like I know it's canon to the story, but I wonder how canon it'll be to the show itself versus just like its own little thing.
I wonder where they're gonna pick it up too. It's gonna be good though. That's all I know. That's all I know. And I wonder how many episodes it'll be. This is what, season one was
Probably the
like 20
same.
something?
Yeah, probably the same. It's a very popular anime.
Yeah.
But
Okay.
yeah,
All right,
Demon
cool.
Slayer season 2 later this year, and Demon Slayer voice actor Sunko.
Oh, yo. Ah, damn. All right, we'll actually bring that up at the end of the show. I guess you want to talk about Yasuke?
Yeah, so for those who don't know, there's a new anime that came out, Yasuke, and I guess this is kind of like first impressions. Mondo didn't get a chance to really like watch it. I've only seen like the first episode and half of the second episode, but it's a historical like fantasy kind of, because it's based on a true historical story of like a black samurai. And I feel like it's the first samurai that like story of a samurai that like we get that's about a black character, black person, which I think is really important, and it's cool, especially since people are
Since
recognizing
Afro
that like
Samurai, but
yes, I think it's just cool because like people don't usually think of like people of color, just black people in general, being into things like this, so it's just really nice representation, continued representation, I'll say. And my first impressions really were like, I think it's a good story. For those who don't know, MAPPA Studios makes it. Thundercat does th sing the theme song if you really enjoy Thundercat's music.
Yes.
And I think it's really good for those who like those type of stories. It's not for me personally, so I don't think I'll continue to watch it because I'm not like into like serious samurai stories or just like samurais. I'm not into that. But I think it's really good, and I suggest people watch it. It's only 6 episodes so far, so
Okay.
if you like it, do it.
If you like it, do it. Okay. I like that. I like it. Yeah, I have, like you said, I haven't gotten a chance to watch the show. But like you said, I'm glad that we have another black samurai. And yeah, just more representation. Like why can't black people be things? I think I saw a tweet come across my timeline from Black Girl Gamers, and like they had a conversation about how like whenever we go back in time, like we go back in time to Vikings and European like historical timelines. Like, why can't we go back to like a historical Africa, or like go back to Asia more often, or go to Central South America and like do stories based on those people? And so yeah,
It's
i.e.
just been
not
nice.
predominantly white areas, yeah, European areas, yeah.
It's just nice because we only have a f like when you really think about it, we only have a few, even if we're included, you know, as a cast. That's why I feel like a lot of us like The Great Pretender, because there's just like people that we see ourselves in, and even Cowboy Bebop. Bleach is another one. Very, very. The person who made that is very obsessed with like Latino culture, so it's just really cool to like see yourself, I guess,
Yeah.
and you know, especially back then,
That's
'cause
cool.
Bleach is pretty old, so
100%.
yeah. But yeah.
All right, cool. Well, I think that's it. I think we got through everything for today. That
Yeah.
was like a quick episode. Are
That
we
was
sure that that's
quick.
everything?
I mean, you kind of already talked about Returnal.
Yeah.
Resident Evil comes out next week.
Did I talk about Returnal?
Kind of. I don't know, you can if you want. In
I
depth if you
think
want, 'cause you're gonna
we did.
stream
I
it.
think we spoke about it before we started the episode, actually.
Yeah, see, not yeah, you did when we were talking about PlayStation, but like it
Oh,
was just
okay.
like kind of. So if you
Yeah,
want to, it's
no, I
just like
guess I'll
hot
give
takes
like
of the
a
week.
little impressions of it. Yeah,
Yeah, go ahead.
I like it. It's kind of difficult. It's just like you gotta just gotta know like what when to jump and like what to do. And unfortunately, like RNG plays its part too, so depending on what guns you get or what power ups you get or don't get, can influence whether or not your run's gonna be good. I like it. I think it's fun. And
Worth the $60?
$70.
$70, sorry.
Yeah. Gosh. You know, and that's this is becoming so interesting, especially as like Game Pass gets like better and stuff. Like once new games start coming to Game Pass, like on a regular basis, it's gonna be interesting. Because $70 is gonna start feeling like that's a lot of money.
It yeah. already is a lot of money.
Yeah.
For a video game.
Yeah. So yeah. It's a good game. Shout out to anybody who could beat that game. I can't wait. I can't wait to start seeing those like success stories on the timeline because man, yeah. not easy at all.
He was comparing it to Hades on the level of difficulty, mm-hmm. Which I think is pretty cool. Hi, Amari. And then I guess, like I said, Resident Evil, there's a demo that goes live today for all platforms for those who want to play it. I'm very confused as to how it's going to work. I got an email saying I could play it until the game came out, but they're advertising it as differently. It's just mixy shit. So I would say just play it if you can, if you want to, if you want to get a feel for the new Resident Evil Village game. But it comes out Friday, technically Thursday, but Friday. And I'll be streaming it on Friday.
Hey, we're going to be there.
And then last but not least, as you guys know, Pokemon Snap came out on Friday. It's Navi's was streaming it earlier on the VGA channel, which is you guys should, you know, definitely follow them on follow VGA on Twitch. Like,
if you're not already.
Yeah, he says the game is hard, but I wonder if it's because it's its first.
His first Pokemon Snap, yeah,
first real interaction with Pokemon Snap, or if it's just like a genuine consensus that it's.
Yo, hard. Ivan, can you get in the Discord right now, to like just voice chat real quick?
Not yeah, video, so you can tell us from your perspective. Me and Mondo did not pick this game up. I just felt like it wasn't, at least for me, worth the $60. But if yeah. it's on sale, maybe. I don't know. I'm not like into Pokemon.
Oh, shoot.
He's arrived.
My bad. Yo, Ivan, can you hear?
Wow, that was quick, right?
Yeah, that was quick. That was quick. what's good, homie? Yeah. What's good? Thanks for hopping on. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys.
All right, cool. We can hear you.
Let me see. Okay. You guys should hear me now. Sorry about that.
I mean, yeah, I thought we could.
No, you're fine, bro.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, my general consensus, it's a different game, obviously, right? Because it feels like, I think as I was talking through the stream, it has like controls of like a first-person shooter. I ended up figuring out how to change the settings so I can actually look faster.
Mm-hmm.
But like, there is such a... I joked with the audience. Like, there's a certain level of what the professor is looking for, but you have to look at poses, and you have to make sure that the Pokemon is centered. And the bigger it is in the camera, the better. So you have more points, or rather more stars, I think, by poses. I think that some a viewer was mentioning that to me. So that was pretty cool. But it's just a different, it's not, you know, it's cool to like look at the new Pokemon, look at them in their natural habitat. You feel like you're in Magic Kingdom. I always kind of alluded to that. But it's pretty sweet. It is a different game, but I enjoy it.
Okay. All right. And you didn't play the original Pokemon Snap, right?
Never played it in my life. I think I saw it. I mean, this is obviously dating ourselves, but like back in the day when Blockbuster came out,
yeah.
and you would see like those like demos and this, you know, in those stations.
Mm-hmm.
I never played it. I was like, this is just weird.
Yeah. No. Something that Jess has said in the chat while you were playing was there was a certain magic to that first Pokemon Snap since it was only like the first 152. Like, I imagine, like, this Pokemon Snap's got to be, like, ginormous. Because is every Pokemon in there for you to take pictures of?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's, like, 152, right?
It's about, like, 80-something, actually.
Oh, really? Less than that?
It's, okay. like, 83 or something. But there are, like, because I was looking at the devs, and I think some people are data mining them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have, I think, about, like, 16 slots that are not revealed yet, or that they plan on doing for future, like, you know, updates and mm-hmm. DLC releases. Which makes sense. Obviously, that's now how like that's how the gaming works now. Like, you always want to keep people coming back for more. Mm-hmm. You know what they are, but I think it's like 83 right now currently.
That's crazy. Oh. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, but nah, that first one definitely had a little magic to it, and mm-hmm. I think even the way they just released that Pikachu printer for this new one, they definitely had a printer back then for the 964 one. It's funny. Yeah, it's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, and the Game Boy too, and it's impossible to find, of course. But it's funny because the Instamax, well, it's Instamax, right? So the Fujifilm printer, you have the one for the Switch, but you can get that same one without the Switch logo, for, I think, for maybe $20 cheaper. So like for those who are or who do want to, you know, print some stuff for Animal Crossing, because it's not just Pokemon Snap, but also Animal Crossing. Mm.
Yeah.
Mario, I believe. But yeah, there's other things you can print.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting.
All right. I like to see where Nintendo's putting their money.
Same.
Like, and then where they're not putting it into, but I won't complain. Yeah. Because it's Pokemon. And
Metroid Prime. And that's where they're not putting it.
but we're getting two new Pokemon games by next year. We'll have two brand new, one's like a remastered, really, but still, it's new.
I'm here for them. I'm here for those remakes because I never played those Pokemon. So
I don't think I got through Diamond and Pearl because I didn't like it. So hoping I have a better experience as like an adult than I did as a kid.
Okay. All right. Well. Yeah. Pokemon Don, appreciate you coming
through.
Thank
you,
as always.
And open a few packs. Did you hit anything? Did you hit anything good this afternoon?
He did. He got the exact Pokemon he wanted.
Again.
Yeah. He got a lot of good stuff today.
Oh, Ivan jumped off. Okay, he jumped off already. Yeah. But yeah, wow. Ivan's always winning. Ivan's the guy.
He's got
Ivan's
the. Hand. I know we say that. Brandon's got the hands, but he's definitely got the hands.
Yeah, Navi's definitely has the hands for Pokemon, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. For sure. Shout out Nintendo, or Pokemon Company specifically. We love you.
No, sure. Ugh. Pokemon.
I wish I was playing like
Where would we be without Pokemon? Nah. You're far too kind.
You are far too kind. Sorry if our energy is kind of on the low today. We are very tired, peoples.
Yeah, I don't know why. I'm so tired today. It's only like 7 o'clock. But do you have anything else to talk about before we close things up?
No. No. Omni-Man for president.
Okay. Omni-Man for president. Yo, you know what? The little Xbox news out there. Halo Infinite is... they announced that it's going to be like crossplay.
I heard about that. PC and
like PC and console and Xbox. Like, yeah, and then it's also going to be free too, the internet portion of Halo. Which is pretty cool. And there's a little bit of speculation on the internet of whether or not they're going to make a battle royale for Halo.
I heard about that too. Yeah.
And I think they will. Everybody else has a battle royale. Like,
I was gonna say, it's too beneficial for them not
to. Mm-hmm. Way too beneficial. And that's what kids like nowadays. Like, they like battle royales. That's why every game has one. That's why Apex is successful. That's why Warzone's popping.
Fortnite.
Yep, Fortnite. The king.
Not that it's popping, you guys. Just that it has battle royale.
Yeah. But yeah.
Although I do be playing crazy.
Throw that out there. And
I think that's interesting. I would like to see it.
Yeah. Oh, and shout out to the homie Golden Boy too. Who's a friend of VGA.
Forgot to put that on.
And just got announced as a host for
E3. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. Shout out to him. I know that's big things.
Goals for me, Amando, but big tings.
Yeah, big tings. Shout out to him. Shout out to him for that, and hopefully that all goes well. Homie's representing.
Yeah,
I think he's from the Bronx. Thanks from the Bronx, if I'm not mistaken. Host for G3 and working for G4.
Yeah, G4.
Shout out to him.
That's big.
Yeah, man, that's good for him.
Yeah, he's from the Bronx. Yeah, he's from the Bronx. BX represent.
Yep. So shout out to him. I don't know. I think that's it. I think that's all I had on my mind.
Good. At least you had something on your mind. I didn't.
It's all right.
Dope. It is dope. I'm excited for E3 next month.
Yep. Announcements and announcements and announcements. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all I'm here for. We're going to have a lot of shit to talk about on the save point.
That's where it's going to get weird for us, because I think, like, obviously we want to have guests on and things like that, but June is such like a crazy month.
Jam-packed month.
It's Pride Month. It's like a lot of gaming news, and then you know, we don't even know when the My Hero movie's coming out, so it's just a lot gonna be going on for June, which is cool for us.
Yeah.
No. But we want to remind you guys, one more episode until our 2 week
hiatus. Yeah. Next week is the last one, and then
I'll be on vacay,
and don't make it sound so amazing. It is gonna be pretty awesome. I'm gonna try to go to a resort for like 2 days.
Do it up. You going by yourself, or is your girlfriend going?
Nah, I'm going by myself. Oh, nice. I'm going with my dad. Actually, I'm going with my dad and my brother. Yeah. And then they're leaving early, and I'm staying for another week. And so I'm thinking, like, during that week, I might drive to Puerto Plata, which is, like, 2 hours away, and just stay at a hotel for, like, 2 days. I mean, like, 2 days, like, maybe just stay one day and then pay for the second day to just be at the hotel, like, be at the resort and not actually have a room, because they do that too, and then like leave like late afternoon and drive back to my grandma's.
That'd be nice, just to get some, you know, relaxation.
Yeah, super relaxation. Yeah, I'm thinking about that, considering it. Yeah,
we approve.
Yeah, and listen, gonna be moving. You moving? Still moving?
Yeah, I'm moving at the end of May.
Oh, at the end of May.
Okay. I think the week that you like the weekend that. Before you get back, I guess. I don't know what day you come back.
Oh, well, here's the interesting thing, because then the next Saturday, we're actually gone for Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So
we thought maybe, if anything, like...
We do an episode before that or something?
Yeah, maybe like middle of the week or that... Yeah, like middle of the week. Because I don't know about that Monday, because I will be getting my COVID shot the day before.
Oh, shit. Actually,
so just in case I'm not like...
I get my COVID shot that Tuesday. So that Wednesday may be like...
Yeah. So we'll figure it out. Mondo can broadcast
live. Save point on vacation.
You should enjoy his vacation, guys. Yeah. I doubt anything really... I mean, never mind.
We don't know. 100%. 100%.
And Mondo be like, nah, we definitely got to talk about this.
Yeah. Nah, if Sony put anybody drop something, you know, if Nintendo actually wants to, you know, do something,
I think Nintendo's gonna wait until June. Yeah, they're gonna be at E3, so I think they'll wait.
Yeah, that's valid. Sipping on my tie on the save point. Yeah, yes. I'm actually kind of hyped to be going from like vacation to vacation. Like, I come back on Monday, and then we leave to some house in upstate. For the weekend.
That's gonna be so nice.
Jess, you going too, right? Are you going, Jess? How's it going?
Jess, are you going? Jess, are you going?
Yeah, I'm actually kind of excited for that. So, nice. All right, yo.
Yeah, she's going.
Yeah, let's end the episode, and then we can chop it up post episode. Sure. But thanks to everybody who listened on podcast services or live on Twitch. You can catch us afterwards on YouTube on Mondays. Or on podcast services, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're currently listening to this, if you're actually listening to it right now. Remember, Omni Man's a good dad. Ain't nothing wrong. He ain't doing nothing wrong. He's just doing his job. And that's what good dads do. Dad. They do their job.
He's being a dad.
They provide. You know what I mean? Anyways, on that note, deuces, y'all.